What a completely amazing show we have for you this morning. You're going to, sometime this hour, you're going to experience what it was like to sit on a couch and watch TV with movie star Cary Grant. That's right. That's later on this hour. We're also probably going to go live to Damascus, Syria, to get a real feel for what it's like in the Republic of Fear that's experiencing all that unrest over the last 7 weeks. But we begin with the flooding on the Mississippi River. All that water headed downstream. We were talking about Memphis yesterday. It's all headed to New Orleans, a city that we can describe as an unnatural metropolis. Indeed, our next guest described it as that in his book, Unnatural Metropolis, Wresting New Orleans from Nature. He joins us now. Craig Colton is the Carl O. Sauer Professor of Geography at Louisiana State University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And the reason you'd call New Orleans an unnatural metropolis is because it finds itself smack dab in the middle of a geological argument between the Mississippi River, which wants to go one place, and the American people and the Army Corps of Engineers and the settlers along the river, which wants to keep it in place. And that argument over where the Mississippi River Channel wants to move to and what the Army Corps of Engineers wants to keep it from doing is a billion-dollar drama and narrative, and really is at the center of the story of your book, right?
Yes, and it's been a long-standing struggle for decades and centuries even.
And there's two rivers here. We're not only talking about the Mississippi. We're talking about the Atchafalaya as well. Explain what's going on.
The Mississippi River is the main body of water, the main channel. There is a what we call a distributary. A large segment of the river flows to the Gulf of Mexico through the Atchafalaya River. It carries about a third of the flow of the Mississippi in normal times, and that's partly controlled by the Corps of Engineers. They make sure about a third flows down the Atchafalaya. There used to be other smaller tributaries. Those have all been closed by the levee system.
And if the Mississippi River was to do what it wanted to do, what would that be?
Back in 1973, when we had a major flood, the river, not because it wants to so much, but because the physics of the and the geology of the area creates conditions that it would more easily move to the Gulf via the Atchafalaya. And it came very close to jumping from the current course to the Atchafalaya back in 1973, which would have left the main channel of the Mississippi more or less the Bayou Mississippi.
That's amazing. And the Army Corps, to prevent that from happening, created a number of things, but one principally that's kind of the sentry that stands guard to keep the Mississippi River from taking this path of least resistance down the Atchafalaya Channel is called a control structure. What does it do, and how much sort of does this water actually load a concrete structure that's really one of the great engineering marvels of the world?
Basically, there is a place north of Baton Rouge where the Red River used to enter the Mississippi. There were log jams, and at the same place, more or less, the Mississippi had a distributary that went down the Atchafalaya. So you had these three rivers kind of commingling in this one little area. When the levees were put in place, the Corps of Engineers also created a control structure to regulate the flow about a one-third of the river to move into the Atchafalaya, and basically the Red River now flows down the Atchafalaya and doesn't enter the Mississippi. So there's these series of engineering works, which includes a hydroelectric station where they create some energy. There's a navigational lock, and then the key piece, the sentry, as you call it, is the old river control structure that is basically like a dam with gates that allow certain amounts of water to pass through.
And it's a huge thing. Have you ever seen it when it's fully loaded, like it's going to be, in the next few hours?
We were up there in 1973 when it was on the verge of failing.
Really?
The whole thing just trembled. It's an amazing, amazing experience.
Well, it's terrifying. Terrifying experience. There's actually a great account of being next to that concrete as it's trembling. John McPhee wrote a great piece about that control structure, and there's actually a great description of it in your book as well. For the New Yorker magazine, you can actually go to the New Yorker archives and read about it. Can that thing handle this water?
I'm sorry?
Can that thing handle this water?
It has been reinforced since 1973. They strengthened it. They poured more concrete. They did all kinds of things to shore it up, essentially. I'm not one to say. I don't know if it can handle this or not. I simply don't know.
Let's talk a little bit about the other flooding that's being warned about. Bobby Jindal saying the worst is yet to come, that 3 million acres may be threatened of farmland. How used to the acreages in the southern Mississippi to this kind of flooding?
Well, there hasn't been a major flood on the lower Mississippi River since 1927. Much of the stretch between Baton Rouge and New Orleans hasn't seen a flood in an even longer period of time. The levees between Baton Rouge and New Orleans are the strongest, the oldest, the most formidable in the entire river basin. There are parts of the Atchafalaya Basin that will be flooded if they open the Morganza. There's only about 130,000 acres of that land that will, of agricultural land that will be flooded. There's much more acreage of swamp and wildlife refuges and all kinds of undeveloped natural spaces in the Atchafalaya Basin in the floodway itself. But most of this area hasn't seen much flooding. There have been occasional small floods. In 73, there was a little bit of flooding on agricultural land, but for the most part, the levees in this very lower stretch are pretty substantial, and the backup systems, the Bonnie Carey Spillway and the Morganza Atchafalaya Floodway, provide extra protection because of the safety valves.
You know, you're a professor of geography at Louisiana State University. Before we go, are humans able to keep this up forever? This manipulating these rivers like this?
We design structures with limits. Sometimes nature doesn't respect those limits. And this is a flood that's much bigger than we've seen in many, many years. And a bigger one could come at some later date. Well, it could supersede the capacity of this system.
Right. Well, the stakes in geography are very, very high in tonnage and acreage. Craig Colton is the Old Sour professor of geography at Louisiana State University, author of An Unnatural Metropolis, Wresting New Orleans from Nature, about an old argument between the Mississippi River and the Army Corps of Engineers. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.